Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Dalid. We left off on the bottom of daf Gimel Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Shragi and Ellen Brill, Zechusra for Shalema for Yona Leib ben Chaya Fega, as well as by Avishai and Elisha ben Numan, Zechusra for Shalema for Chayav Naftali ben Frimit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda bas Chaya. They should all be Zocha to Rufo Shalema besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we left off on the bottom, toward the end of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, not actually toward the end, but somewhere in the middle of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're about to discuss different Ma'amarim about learning Torah, about six lines before the lines get really wide on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to have three different Ma'amarim about the value of Talmud Torah. We're going to then have three different explanations of why it is that the Pesukim seem to compare human beings to fish, why humans are like fish. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the majority of the Daf about how Hashem punishes us differently than he punishes the Goyim, and sometimes we don't appreciate that fact, and how what seems like something bad for us is actually ultimately for our benefit. The Gemara is going to tell a story that explains why Hashem punishes tzaddikim so much in this world, and then we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger comes out, how there is a single moment each day that Bilam HaRasha was aware of, exactly when that moment was, of the Za'am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have four different statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi about the impact in the long run of our mitzvos and our averos. So let's begin. We are holding again daf Gimel Amud Beis, about five, six lines before the lines get wide. Amar Rabbi Levi, I think that's where we left off. Amar Rabbi Levi, kalaposik midivrei Torah va'osik midivrei sicha, ma'achil lo gachalir sabim. Anyone who refrains from divrei Torah and instead is engaged in idle talk, so he's going to be fed hot coals. Shenemar, the pasuk tells us, hakotvim maluach alei siach v'shoresh resamim lachamam. That alei siach, when we speak idle talk, shoresh resamim lachamam. That our bread will be hot coals. Amresh Lakish, a second statement relating to the value of Talmud Torah. Kala osik b'Torah b'layla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moshech alav chut shel chesed b'yom. Someone who's engaged in Talmud Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a sense of grace during the day, that other people will like the person. Rashi says chut shel chesed means no sein chino be'enei abrios. The way other people look at him, they'll look at him as someone that they have positive feelings towards. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, yomam yitzava Hashem that at night we're singing the Shira of Torah, then during the day we're going to have the Chesed. Why is it that some people have a certain sense of chayin and that other people seem to like them? Because it's what they do at night, it's that they're engaged in Talmud Torah. And then a third statement. It's not about learning Torah at night versus and having the Chesed, the Chutzal Chesed during the day. No, anyone who learns Torah Bolam Hazeh at any time in this world, Hadom Elalayla, in this world is compared to night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Lav Chut Shel Chesed Bolam Haba Hadom Eliyom. He'll have that Chut Shel Chesed where it really counts in Olam Haba, which is compared to the daytime. Shneamar Yom Mitzav Hashem Chasdo, same Pasuk, but now we're understanding Laila and Yom, not in the literal sense, but in the sense of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Amr of Yudah Amr Shmuel, Maidichsev, Tasa Adam Kidgei Hayom Karemes L'Moshelbo. What does the pasuk mean when it says that a person is like the Digei Hayom, like the fish of the sea? Lamanim Shlu B'nei Adam Kidgei Hayom. Why are people compared to fish? So the Gemara is going to have three explanations. Explanation number one, Lomar Lecha. Madagim Shabiyam Kivin Shalom Liyabashim Yad Mesim Af B'nei Adam Kivin Shaparshim Yidavei Torah Min HaMitzvos Miyad Mesim. That just like Dagim Shabiyam, the second they leave the water, they die. The Jewish people, as soon as we separate ourselves from Torah and mitzvos, which are nimshal lamayim, which are compared to water, we will immediately, that will be the end of us if we separate ourselves from Torah. It is our lifeline. Davar acher, a second explanation. Ma dagum shabiyam, kivin shekadra aleim chama miyad mesim, kach b'nei adam, kivin shekadra aleim chama miyad mesim. That just like fish, as soon as the sun shines on them, they die right away, so too, people, if they face the full power of the sun, miyad mesim, they would die right away. What does that mean? A beautiful sunny day, we don't see people dropping dead left and right, so it might mean in Olam Hazeh, or it might mean in Olam Haba in the following way. That everything is bidei shamayim, that all of the travails and difficulties that a person has is all part of a gzera shemayim, chutz mitzina mupachim, anything, any illness that comes about because of cold and because of heat. Shenemar, tzina mupachim bederech ike shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. That a person has to be very careful to avoid them, because that's those are things that could happen no matter what. That could happen to a person even without a gzera shemayim. So that's what it means, that as soon as that the sun will immediately kill a person, it means the sun can kill a person even without a gzera shemayim. Tosos asks the famous kasha, what do you mean hakol bidei shemayim? If I were to ask the average Jew, how do you finish that sentence, hakol bidei shemayim chutz? So everyone knows the Mishnah says hakol bidei shemayim chutz mi yira shemayim, that everything is bidei shemayim except for yira shemayim. So says Tosos, no, that's talking about what is nigzar lav b'shas yitzira, whether you're going to be a gibar, a chalash, an ani, an ashir, a chacham, a tipesh, but tzaddik and rasha, that's not determined at the shas yitzira of a person. That's what it means hakol bidei shemayim chutz. That's about what type of person you will be. That's completely your choice whether you're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Even though your given talents, your looks, your height, your whatever, that's not that. That's all predetermined. But over here, we're not talking about what type of person you're going to be. We're talking about what happens to a person. That everything that happens in a person's life is bidei shemayim. It is migzera shemayim, and a person is not able to do anything to distance himself from it. But tzina mepachim, a person has the ability to protect himself from, because it is not purely from a gzeiras shemayim. Vi bayaseima li olam haba, and some say that it relates to olam haba. Could Rabbi Shimon Lakish, so what does it mean when the sun shines, a person is going to die? Not in this world, in the next world. Damar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, like Rabbi Shimon Lakish taught us, Ein Gehenim Las Adavo. There is no Gehenim in Las Adavo in Olam Haba. El Kadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika Umaktir. All Hashem does is takes out the sun from its protective covering and he lets it shine. Rishayim Nidonim Bavit Tzadikim Misrapin. And it has opposite effects on the Rishayim and the Tzadikim. The Rishayim are judged with it, they are punished with it. Tzadikim get refuah from the sun. The Ran in Daf Ches Masechet Nedarim explains that Reish Lakish is not talking about the Gehenim that Rishoyim go to La'achar Misa. That there certainly is Gehenim for Rishoyim right now. It's talking about Las Lavo after Tchias HaMesim, that there's not going to be two separate places, it's all going to be one thing. That's the Taras Chaim explains, that why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish the Rishoyim, reward the Tzadikim with the very same thing, with the sun? Because Las Lavo, yeah, Hashem Echad U Shemo Echad, there's going to be the ultimate Achdus Habore, that we're going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch as one. We were just discussing this past Shabbos, the idea that that Las Lavo, nowadays we make a bracha baruch dayan emes and baruch atov ha-meitiv, and it looks to us almost as if it's not Hashem Echad, like it's like there are two personalities. There's the one that punishes and the one that brings reward, but ultimately our eyes are going to be able to perceive that it's all Hashem Echad, that everything comes from one unified source, and that's why everything's going to be hatov ha-meitiv ultimately. So that's what it means, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to take out the sun and it's all going to come from one place, the punishment, the reward, it all comes around. We're going to see that so clearly that it all comes from a single place. Rishon nidon baduchsev kinei yom ba boer katan. Rav Yehuda calls them kalosa risha kash velat osama yom haba. Amar Hashem tzvaka asher lo yazov lem shorish va'anav lo shorish v'ol mazeh, means that there's not going to be any root left of them in this world. V'lo anav le'olam haba, nor any branch left of them in the next world. Tzadikim misrapin ba. How do I know that tzadikim are going to have a refuah from the sun? Dichsev, because the pasuk describes Vizor Chalachem Yire Shemi Shemesh Tzedaka Umarpe Bichnafeha, that it's going to shine for you and it's going to be Tzedaka Umarpe, it's going to have healing powers. Velo Oda, not only healing powers, Ela Shemes Adninba, we're going to enjoy it. Shenemar V'yitzasem Nafshasem Ke'egle Marbek, that the pasuk goes on to say V'yitzasem Ufishtam Ke'egle Marbek, that it's going to provide a certain sense of Idun for the tzaddikim la asadavo. So those are the first two explanations of why we're like fish. Either because as soon as we leave water of Torah, we're going to die, or because as soon as we're exposed to sun, we're going to die. And within the one about sun, we had two explanations. Either it means sun in this world, or it means sun in the next world. But davar acher, a third explanation. In what way are people like fish? Ma dagum shabiyam kalagalam mechaver b'lo yas chavero. Just like dagum shabiyam, anyone who's larger, the larger fish fish swallow the smaller fish, af b'nei adam, so too people would be just like that. Ilmale marash al malchus, if not for the rule of law, kol agadol mechavero below as chavero. Anyone who is more powerful would just swallow other people. V'hainu detnan, and that's exactly what it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Omer, have mispal b'shlom shel malchus. We always have to daven for the shalom of the malchus. Ilmale marash al malchus, ishal reyu chayim blo. Because if it were not for the mara of the malchus, or if it were not for the rule of law and civilization, then there would be absolute chaos. People who are the strongest people would just decimate the weaker people. Now it's interesting, normally when the Gemara wants to quote a Mishnah that supports a point, the Gemara doesn't say v'hainu detnan, it normally says kiditnan. Over here it's an unusual lashon, v'hainu detnan. So in the Sefer Taras Chaim he explains that the Gemara is telling us not only that this Mishnah highlights the same idea that we just said, that without Mara Shel Malchus there's going to be absolute chaos in the world, but it even explains why the Mishnah uses such a strange lashon of ish esre'eu chayim bla'o, that they'll be bala'o, what did it say, hargo, that you'll kill, that the strong people will kill the weak people. No, that's the v'hainu d'tnan, because it's derived from this same mushel of the fish, and by fish, the larger ones are bolei achayim, they swallow alive. The smaller ones, that's why we use such a lashon of bula'o. So it's not only the theme of the teaching, but even the language of the teaching is also in that Mishnah based on this mushel that the Pasuk has of human beings to fish. Says Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked the following stira. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, on the one hand, Shakai lomitzanuhu sagi koach, and uksiv gadol adonenu virav koach, uksiv yimincha Hashem nedari b'koach. So on the one hand, we have pesukim that indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses his koach, on the other hand, we have pesukim that indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't use his koach. So that if he used his koach, everything would be totally wiped out. So it says we're a lokasha, not a stira. It depends when. Kan b'shas adin, kan b'shas milchama. During a time of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not flex his muscles, so to speak, because we would never survive that. But during a shas milchama, someone comes to attack Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show his koach. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rami. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina asked a different stira. Ksiv chema einli, that Hashem does not have anger. Uksiv nokem Hashem ubal chema, that Hashem is going to be a vengeful and angry God. So which is it? Does he or doesn't he have anger? Lo kasha, kan be Yisrael, kan be Avdei Chavim. It depends who he's dealing with, whether he's dealing with Yisrael or Avdei Chavim. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar chema einli, shekvar nishbati mi in enish lo nishbati ei Hashem v'shis, that I don't have any chema. V'hainu dam Rabbi Alexandri, may d'chsiv ayu b'yomu avakish l'ashmir es kol ha-gayim, that it will be on that day that I will seek to destroy all the gayim. Avakish mimi, who does he have to seek permission from? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, avakish b'nigni shalahem im yesh lam z'chus eftem v'imlav ashmidem, that it means I'm going to check up on their records, on the records of the gayim. Rashi says b'sefer zichron ma'asehem, I'll take a look at their record to see how they've behaved. Where it also says pirush b'maisa shalem, and their actions. Manor ma'asechem tagminan detilin inun minigina dilach. So minigina, you see, is a lashon of maisa. So I'm going to look at their maisim, and I'm going to see if there is a zuchus. Then I'll be pulled to them. Otherwise, I'll destroy them. V'hainu dama Rava, and this is exactly what Rava was teaching when he said may dechsev ach lo bay yishlach yad im bepido. How does it go? Im befido lahen shua. So Amalan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, shani donas Yisrael, ena ni donas am kol de chavim. That when I judge the Jewish people, I do not judge them the same way that I judge the of the chavim. Dichsev ava 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 simena ela ani nifra mehen kipid shel tarnagolas. The way I pay back the Jewish people is like a pecking chicken that you just takes a little bit at each time. So when I punish the Jewish people, it doesn't come in one massive punishment, a little bit at each time. That's the way the Jewish people are going to be punished. Another explanation is, no, not how Hashem punishes the Jewish people, but how the Jewish people people do mitzvos, that even if we only do mitzvos a little bit at a time, like Tarnagolin, Sheminakrin Ba'ashba, who are pecking away in the garbage, Ani Mitzarf and L'Cheshbon Gadol, I'll combine it all to one big Cheshbon. I'll combine it all to one big Cheshbon as if they're doing massive mitzvos. Torah Chaim just points out that it sounds like even if we only don't do a lot of mitzvos at once, we do a few mitzvos, Kodesh Baruch will be Mitzarf them, L'Chorah, that's obvious. I mean, of course there's a Cheshbon Gadol. Why wouldn't multiple mitzvos ultimately add up to each other? Meaning, of course, you do many mitzvos, so however many you do, what does it mean? So he says, if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, it doesn't say mitzvos. It says, I feel like you saw also mitzvah lefanai ki ma'at. It doesn't say mitzvos. It says mitzvah. There is a sugya in the first paragraph of Basra that discusses the mitzvah of tzedakah, and it specifically makes this kind of drasha. That when a mitzvah, so the Gemara compares tzedakah, based on psukim, tzedakah to a garment, that just like a garment is woven of many tiny threads, Gemara says, so too, tzedakah, tiny bit at a time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaref to Cheshbon Gadol, meaning that one might think that I'm going to give a little bit of tzedakah here, a little bit, so it's very difficult for a person to give a massive amount of money at one time, because then he really feels the loss of the money. So give a little bit at a time, but just do it constantly, on a constant basis, and it's as if you, and you might think, but each time I give, there's no impact to the tzedakah, it's such a small amount, that it's ki'ilu, it's very impactful because it's all one big cheshbon of the tzedakah. That's what the Rabbin writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis when the Mishnah says hakolafi rov hama'aseh. The Mishnah does not say hakolafi godel hama'aseh. So the Rabbin says l'mashal, the person has $100 to give to tzedakah. He can either give $100 at one time or give $1 100 times. Better to give $1 100 hakolafi rov hama'aseh, not the godel hama'aseh, the impact. Barov Hamasa, the number of times that a person does something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaref to a Cheshbon Gadol. Shenemar, im bepidol anshua, davar acher, b'schar shem reshavim lefanai, ani moshia osam. No, it's the schar that we daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to save us. V'ayinu dam Rabbi Abba, maidach siv, anochi eftein v'heim adibra lai kezavim, ani amarti eftein b'monobol mazeh, kadeh sheyizkul olam haba, v'heim adibra lai kezavim. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here I am doing nice things for Klal Yisrael. I'm trying to be poded them with their money in this world, meaning I give them opportunities to spend their money on mitzvos, because otherwise, what are we going to spend our money on? So here we have the ability to use money to do mitzvos, to generate zuchuyos. And what does Klal Yisrael do? We complain about how expensive it is to be Orthodox. We complain about how expensive all the mitzvos are. We don't realize that that's the greatest favor HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing us, that's so cheap for the zuchuyos that we're able to amass just by using our money. And we mock HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if he's doing something terrible for us. V'ayinu dam Rav Papi mishmei derava ma'idich siv ani asarti chazakti Yisrael samal yachshvu ra. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu ani amarti ayasrim biyisurin bal mazek kadei shiichsu Yisrael sein lo naba. Similarly, when people suffer in this world, Hashem is giving us suffering in this world so that we'll be clear in the next world, that we won't have to suffer in the next world. The greatest favor he could do for us, ve'ilai yachshvu ra. And what do people do? Why does God do this to me? How could he do this to me? I don't deserve this. We think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so terrible to us, even as he's being so kind to us by allowing us to suffer the Yisurim in this world rather than in the next world. Now the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Avo lemini. Rabbi Avo used to tell the Minim certain praises bi Rav Safra, about Rav Safra, the Adam Gadol, who that Rav Safra was an Adam Gadol. The Chida in Rosh David on Parshas Kisavo is Medayik that, you know, it should have said Rabbi Avo mishabeach Rav Safra lemini. Rabbi Avo was praising Rav Safra to the Minim. It's such an unusual lashon. Mishabeach lu Rabbi Avo lemini. Rabbi Avo was being mishabeach to the Minim. Who? Bir Rav Safra. He's being mishabeach Rav Safra to the Minim. Such a strange lashon. So he says, because Rabbi Avo must have been choshesh for what the Gemara says. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Arach and Daf Tezayin in the Lashon Hara Sugya that lo olam al yisapra adam b'shivcho shel chavero. Person should not even speak b'shevach of another person because shemitoch tovaso bal l'ra'aso l'gnoso. That when someone else who doesn't like that person is near the shevach, they'll start examining closely. Really? Is that person really so great? Does that person really deserve such shevach? It's going to lead to negative thoughts to Lashon Hara. So he says, must be Rabbi Avo was makbid about that. So Rabbi Avo would not praise Rav Safra directly. Mishabeach lu Rabbi Avo, lemini Rabbi Avo would praise himself to the Minim through Rav Safra by saying, I'm so lucky, I have a relationship with Rav Safra. I'm such a chashma person, so it wasn't a direct praise to Rav Safra, but he was using Rav Safra as the way to make it look like he was praising himself. So that's how the Chida says. So Shafgulei, Michsa Detleisar Shnin. So the Minim, they respected scholarship. They said, okay, if Rav Safra is such an Adam Gadol, they didn't make him 13 years. They gave him a tax break for 13 years. Yom HaChadash Kechu, and one time they met this great holy Rav Safra. So they wanted to see what it was all about. So Amr Lei, Ksiv, Rakeschem Yadati Mikol Mishpachos Adam, Al Kenef Kodalechem Eskol Avonoseichem. That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, that's why he punishes us for all of our sins. Mandis Lei Sisya, Berachme Masik Lei. So they asked, how does that make any sense? If you have a loved one, you're going to take out your wrath on the loved one? You have wrath to take out on someone. You're going to take it out on the people that you love? No, you think you would take it out on the people that you hate. Ishtik velo amalei velo midi. Rav Safra didn't say anything, he didn't have any answer. Ramulei sudra b'tzavari v'kametzarulei. So they took a cloth, wrapped it around his neck, and started choking Rav Safra to punish him for not having an answer. Asa Rabbi Avol shkachinu. Rabbi Avol saw what was going on. Amalei, amai mitzarisilei, what are you doing to my Rav Safra? Amalei, velav amadan dan gadolu velei adol memelan perushu dai pesuka. You said that he's not the gadol. He can't even tie chapasuk for us. Amalei, emer dami l'chu b'tanoi, b'kroi miyam. I never told you what his field of expertise is. He's not a Tanakh man. He's a Mishnah man. He's a great expert in Mishnais. He doesn't know Tanakh. Why are you asking Pesukim Tanakh? So Amrulei, Maishna Atun Diaditun. Well, how come every time we ask you about Tanakh, you know Tanakh? How come Rav Safra doesn't know Tanakh? Amru Anand Shchichin Gabechun Ramina Nafshin Ma'inin. Yeah, I'm always talking to you guys, and you guys only know to ask questions in Tanakh. So I have to look carefully at Tanakh to know how to answer your questions. Inu Lomaini, but he doesn't study this stuff because he's involved in Halacha. He's involved in Mishnah because he doesn't deal with you guys so much. 13 years, he never had a single conversation with you. So obviously he doesn't deal with you guys so much. Amalei lemelanat. So he said, okay, so then you tell us what's pshat in the pasuk. Why is it that if you have wrath to take out on someone, that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it out on those that he loves? I'll give you a mashal. Let's say a person is owed money by two people. Echad ovo ve'echad sono. Ovo nifrim menemat mat. The one that he loves, he'll take installments. He'll take small payments from the person. It's a great chesed. Sono nifrim menemat achas. But the guy that he doesn't like, he'll come at him with everything for all at one time. He's gonna make life much more difficult. But he'll take small installments from the one that he loves. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has this wrath. He's gonna take it out on the tzaddikim little by little, so that we'll be able to bear the punishment of the suffering. So a couple of things over here. It's an unusual choice to choke a person who doesn't want to explain you pshat in Tanakh, of all the explanation, of all the things to do to him. So the Iyun Yaakov explains that they wanted to choke him because they were choshed that he did know the pasuk. After all, Rabbi Avo said what an adam gadol he was, but they thought that he didn't want to give an answer to them because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Al tan ksil kivalto, that you're not supposed to answer a fool like his foolishness. And the Gemara says in Masech Sukkot Daf Nun Gimel that when David HaMelech was kara shisin for the Beis HaMikdash, that the Tahom threatened to wipe out the entire world. The waters were going to come up and flood the entire world. And David HaMelech says, anyone who knows how to resolve this issue and he doesn't want to say it, meaning someone who withholds a teaching that we need right now, Yechanek Begrono, should choke to death. That was the punishment that he gave for withholding, because your throat is supposed to be used to teach, to say Torah that you know. So that's why they dafka chose that that punishment of choking him, because they thought not that he didn't know, they thought that he was simply withholding it from them. Now it seems that he really didn't know, which is equally astonishing. What, an Adam Gadol, and he doesn't know, he doesn't have Bekiyas in Tanakh? So there is a famous comment to Tosos in Maseches Basra Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, where Tosos says, you know, a lot of times the Amoraim were not Bekiyim in Pesukim. He says that's why the Gemara says at the end of Baba Kama, that not at the end of Baba Kama, in the middle of Baba Kama, in Shoshanar Chesapara, at the end of Shoshanar Chesapara, why is it that Dibros HaRishonos, it doesn't say the word Tov? And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why would you ask me why it doesn't say the word Tov? Ask me if it says the word Tov. I don't know. I don't have a Chumash. I don't know what it says. So it sounds like, says Tosos, that they don't even know the exact words of the Tanakh, that they were not such great experts in Tanakh. This was something that was impossible for the Achronim to accept. What does that mean? That how many Mamari Chazal that in order for a Talmud Chacham to count as a Talmud Chacham, he needs to be Mekushat B'Chavdal Sifrei Tanakh, he needs to have Bekiyas, he needs to be an expert in 24 Sifrei Tanakh, Kechalosol Daberito, Parasina, Altikr Kechaloso, El Kechaloso, that it's not like that we should read it like it's a Kala, like that just like a Kala has 24 Kishutim, so too a Talmud Chacham requires all 24 Sifrei Tanakh. I, the Gemara Baba Kama, ask me if it says Tov. There's obviously a deeper pshat in that. That doesn't mean he doesn't know what it says in Aseres Hadibros. He doesn't know what it says in Aseres Hadibros. There must be something more to it than that. In fact, the Divrei Yecheskel writes that in a Haskama that he wrote to another Sefer that he thinks it's a typo in Tosos. So Tosos never says Lo Yibikian. He says it doesn't make sense, the words Lo Yibikian, in that context, because it says that lefa'amim lo hayu bekiyim. Sometimes they weren't bekiyim. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, that phrase makes no sense. Bekiyus means absolute mastery. How does one have lefa'amim not be bekiyim? By definition, if it's only lefa'amim, by definition you're not a baki. A baki means that always, that absolute mastery at your fingertips. He says, no, lefa'amim, it shouldn't say en bekiyim, it should say a medaktikin, that when they quote psukim, they don't always quote the psukim exactly. But there was no lack of mastery of Tanakh amongst the Amoraim. Anyway, that's the comment that Tosos has, that maybe some of the Amoraim were not such masters of Tanakh. This Gemara would seem to fit with that Tosos. But the other way to understand it is that he did know, but he actually Taka didn't want to tell them because he was dealing with Minim and he didn't want to, like they suspected. Amar Rabbi Abba Makana, Maiduksiv Khalil. Hashem said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chulin who me'asos kadavar hazeh, it is beneath you to do such a thing. Lahamit tzadikim rasha, to kill a tzadik together with a rasha. Says Gemara, v'lo, does he not do that? V'aksiv v'chrati mimchat tzadik v'rasha. So says Gemara, no, that's different. But tzadik she'eino gamur. That's only by tzadik she'eino gamur that he'll sometimes suffer along with the rishayim. But a tzadik gamur is going to be protected even when the rishayim are being punished, the tzaddik gomer will be in his bubble, will be protected. Aval but tzaddik gomer lo, by tzaddik gomer she's not going to be punished. V'aksiv v'mi mikdashe techel v'tan rav yosef v'altik v'mikdashe el mi mikudashai el b'nevdom shekim v'satar mi'alef v'yatav, that even people who are tzaddikim gemurim that fulfill the Torah from aleph until tav, still going to be punished. Says Gemara, no, hasem na'am kibin shay b'yadam l'mchos v'lamichu avalu k'tzaddikim shayim gemurim. Even if they themselves fulfill the entire Torah from aleph v'atav, but if they don't prevent other people from violating averus, they do not have a status of a tzaddik gomor. They should have given musr, they should have stopped people from violating yisurim. Fractosos, the Gemara says in Cheskas Habatim, mutav shiyushogin va'al yum mezidin, that our attitude when we see other people doing averus is to cheshbin, you know what? Maybe they don't realize what the halacha is, and maybe if they did realize what the halacha was, it would be worse, because they would do the averu b'mezid. So better not to say anything. And over here, we're taking them to task for not saying anything. We're saying about that they're not tzaddikim gemurim because they don't say anything. So Tulsa says it depends. If it's the type of thing that if I were to tell them that I know for sure they're not going to listen and they're just going to do the aver b'mezid, then I keep quiet. Then there's no mitzvah of hocheach tochiach samisecha. Then you don't give musr. But if it's something that there's a chance, there's at least a chance that they're going to listen if I educate them, then I have a responsibility to educate them. It doesn't have to be that I know for sure they're going to listen. If there's a chance, then I have a responsibility to educate them. That's what we paskin. Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked the following stira. Ksiv kel zoeim b'chol yom, that Hashem gets angry every day. Ksiv lufnei zamo mi yamo, that no one could withstand Hashem's za'am. So lo kasha, kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur. That's not a stira. A yachid cannot withstand facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger himself, cannot possibly withstand it, but a tzibur can. Tan Rabban, kel zoeim b'chol yom, Hashem gets angry every day. Kama za'amo, how long does it last? Rega. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Achas michamish ribo ushloshes alafim ushmona meos varboim ushmona b'sha'a zui rega. 53,848th of an hour is a rega. That's the length of Hashem's anger. And nobody knows when that rega is except for Bilam HaRasha. He was the only one that was privy to that information. Because it says about Bilam HaRasha, V'yodea Das Elyon, that he knew the Das Elyon. Sounds like, Tos points out, that Mashma Me'atzma V'lo B'Nevuah, that even on his own, without receiving any special nevuah, he knew Das Elyon. So, Frekta Gemara, what does that possibly mean? Efter Das Vemta, Lo Aviyada, Das Elyon, Mi Aviyada, he didn't even know the Das of his own animal. He knows the Das Elyon. So Frekta Gemara, My Das Vemta, Lo Aviyada. Before we answer that question, let's understand the question. What do you mean he didn't even know the Das of his animal? What makes us say that he didn't know the Das of his animal? So, Be'inna D'chazulei D'Avarach V'Chamrei, at the time that people saw him riding on a donkey, Samrlei, my time l'rachavta asusya. You know, such a chash of a person, you should be on a stallion. You should be riding on a chash of a horse. You're sitting here on a little donkey. Samrlehu beretiva shadayle. My other car is a Cadillac. You know, he says the stallions are in the shop right now, but don't worry. I don't normally ride on such a lowly animal. So miyad v'tomara ason. So right away the donkey starts talking and he says, Hello, Anochi Asoncho. What do you mean? I am your donkey. You're always with me. So I'm like, Litiina Balmut. No, I just use the donkey to schlep packages. It's true. I use him, but just to schlep packages. Armalay, so the donkey says, Asherachapta lai. No, you ride on me. Armalay, Akrei Bialma. He says, only once in a while, you know. I just to give it a workout once in a while. So Armalay, Me'on Chaveda Yomazeh. What are you doing? Always. You always ride on me. V'lo'od. And then the donkey continued. El Ashanio, so the Chorachivus Biom, Vishus. Belayla. You ride on me during the day and you treat me like a I'm your rebbetzin at night, you know, so that's it's a different relationship. So what does it mean that he's Yodea Das Elyon? So that meaning, now that we understand the question, that the donkey outwitted him and outsmarted him and outspoke him, so that he couldn't outwit the donkey, but he's Yodea Das Elyon. What does that possibly mean? So says Marsha Yodea. It means that he knew that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. That's what the pasuk says, that Bilam was going to give the advice to Balak about the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Blazer Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ami Ru'u Kama Tzidko Sasisi Imachem. That this is Hashem saying, look at how many favors I did for you. Shalo Ka'asti Alech. That the entire time that Bilam was trying to curse you, I never got angry. I didn't have my moment during the entire time Bilam was trying to curse you. Shem Kasi Aleichem, had I done so, the Goyim would not have left anything of the Jewish people. And that's why Bilam says to Balak, I don't know what's going on, but Hashem's just not getting angry. Meaning that was the great favor Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. With great sneers, we had no idea that any of this was going on. All of this was going on outside of the Menachne. We were blissfully ignorant of the whole episode of the whole parsha's Balak. Klal Yisrael isn't even there. It's Bilam and Balak working out how they're gonna they're gonna curse Klal Yisrael. And of course Baruch Hu didn't cooperate. V'kama za'amo rega. How long is his zam? It's a rega. V'kama rega. And how long is that? Amar amemer v'tem ravina rega kimemre. As long as it takes to say the word rega, that's how long the whole thing it is. The whole anger is. And we know in the rega havi ritche. How do I know it's only a rega? D'chsiv ki rega ba'apo chayim v'ritzono. That his anger is a rega. The Yibai say mehacha chavi kima'at rega ad yavor zam. That in a rega the za'am is going to pass. So that's the rega. Tosos over here and the Maseches Brachos and Daf Zayin raises the same question. How can you say that the rega is only kimemra, only as long as it takes to say the word rega? What kind of curse was he planning on saying against Klal Yisrael in such a short amount of time, in a rega like that? So Tosos gives two answers. Number one, Tosos says that the Yesh Lomar Haya Omer Kalein, Vakarosh Baruch Hu Avcha Va'Omer Melech. that he could have just said kaleim. Kaleim, you could say in the amount of time it takes to say the word rega, and the Hebrew language is so potent that here you have a word that's only three letters, and it means to wipe them out entirely. So it would mean to completely decimate the Jewish people. So that could have been the curse. The other possibility, and Hashem changed around the letters, and it became melech instead. And then the other possibility, Tulsa says, is maybe you don't have to say the whole curse within that rega. Maybe even if you just begin the curse at that rega, the curse could last for hours, but it will go back to that rega. It's based on that second answer of Tulsa's that the Yira Kadosh is quoted by the Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, by the Kajuk Lover Gon, in his Chuvas, that maybe it could be, says the Yira Kadosh, that if a person is running late for mincha and it's almost at the shkia, so maybe he doesn't have to finish mincha by shkia. Maybe he only has to start by shkia, because it goes all after the time that you start, just like the curse goes after the time that you start. Rav Shachter told us Rav Soloveitchik thought that was ridiculous. He thought that he doesn't understand the tushtal at all. Who even says you're passing like the second day of Tosos? What does this have to do with zmanim of tefillah? He didn't think that was right at all. But that was it's quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan, I believe, as well. So emas ratach. When does Hashem get angry? Amar Abai b'tashay kamaisa ki chivar kabarta de tarnagola. During the first 3 hours of the day, when there's white on the part of the chicken. Kol shayt v'shaytim chavar chivra. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? It's always white. Kol shayt is b'suraki sumki. Normally it has red streaks. He shayt les b'suraki sumki. But at that moment, it doesn't even have any red streaks. Rabbi Shur ben Levi have mitzar le'ahu mina b'krayi. Rabbi Shur ben Levi used to be annoyed by a certain min. He used to bring psukim against him all the time. Yom echad naka tarnagola. So one day he got so fed up with this guy, he took a tarnagol, vukmei ben karidars, and he put it between the legs of his bed, va'ayin be. And he was looking at it very carefully. He was waiting for that moment. Savar kimata shaita alatia. He said, you know, when that moment comes, I'm going to curse this person, and that will be the end of him. Kimata yishaita nimnim. That moment came, and he dozed off. He fell asleep. Amar shmamina lava rachar lemevadach. He says, it must be that you're not supposed to do this, that this is not the way to deal with your enemies. Tosos points out that there are two gersos over here. Who was this nemesis that he was trying to bring down? Was it an Ovid Kochavim, or was it a min? And he says, the difference is, in Ovid Kochavim, the Gemara is going to tell us later on, lomalin velomaridin. You're not supposed to actively punish an Ovid Kochavim. So that's why it was not appropriate to do this. That's why he wanted to curse him, because he wasn't trying to kill him. He was just trying to trying to damage him through the curse. And then he says that even if it's a min, by a min it says morid in velomalin. You're allowed to act. You're allowed to punish a min. You're allowed to be morid. It still is not proper to do this, because he shouldn't be dochik bidei shemayim. He shouldn't force Hashem's hand to make Hashem be the one to punish the min in this way. But anyway, he's darshins v'rachma val kol ma'asav k'siv u'k'siv gam tzadik lo tov, that a tzadik shouldn't be involved in someone else's punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on all of his creatures, so it should have had more rachmanas. Tanim b'shmeid ramer b'shash ha'malach manichin k'sreim rasheinu m'shtachim l'chama miyad kois HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the kings put their crowns on their head and they bow to the sun, Hashem gets angry. Amar Rav Yosef lo litzli in the tzelusa de musafe b'tashay kamaisa diyoma b'yoma kama d'rei shasa b'yachid. A person shouldn't daven musaf of Rosh Chodesh in the first 3 hours of the day if he's davening b'yachidus. Because it's a time of din, so Kodesh Baruch Hu may not accept his tefillah and may be doche him. So, frankly, if that's the case, then even b'tzibur we shouldn't daven musaf within the first 3 hours of the day. Not b'tzibur nefisha zechusay. Tzibur has much more zechuyos, so tzibur is protected. Frankly, Mar yachid yachid tzafra nami lo. So then a yachid, even when it's not the first 3 hours of the day. No, I'm sorry, yachid even in the morning. Kivin dika tzibur de kamatzu lo kamadchi. No, since the tzibur is davening together with him, meaning it is davening at the same time as him, it's not a problem. Meaning what you see from here is that a person who davens even at the same time as the tzibur is also afforded a certain protection. It's not the same as tefillah b'tzibur. You're not makayim tefillah b'tzibur, but it's at least a certain protection. Tosfos points out, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, ad demash ma'achad demahani afilu k'shatzibur mespal in makom acher. Hainu dafka delo madchi. There's a difference between not having your tefillah rejected and having your tefillah accepted. So it's the tefillah accepted, that much you don't get when you daven at the time of the tzibur. You have to be with the tzibur for that. But at least it's not going to be an ultimate rejection of the tefillah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Sadi, that if a person is unable to daven with a minyan, at least he should be mechaving the same time that the minyan is davening, and daven at the same time that there's a minyan going on in that town. Magen Avraham in Siman Sadi, Sivkan Yud Zayin, writes that it sounds from our Gemara, let's say a person davens musaf at the same time that the tzibur is davening shach. So he says it's not considered that you're davening b'shasha tzibur mispalim, because otherwise, why can't you daven musaf in the morning? We said don't daven musaf in the morning in the first 3 hours because b'yichidus, because it's shas din. But then we said but shachris is okay because that's when the tzibur is davening. So why isn't musaf okay? The tzibur is davening shachris. I'll daven musaf at the same time. Says Magen Avraham, you see from there that if you're not davening the same tefillah as the tzibur, it doesn't count as tefillah b'tzibur. So that's what some of the acharim suggested. Maybe you see from there also. Let's say I go to a minyan where they're davening Mariv after Plaga Mincha, but I still haven't davened Mincha, so I want to daven Mincha. Will that count as Tefillah B'Tzibur? If I'll daven Mincha at the time that they're saying the Shmona Esrei of Mariv, says you see from that Magen Avraham that no, that it's not the same Tefillah. However, in the Tshuvas Marsham, they print a letter from his grandson that says no, it's only Musaf versus Shachris that doesn't count as the same, because Musaf is connected to Karban Musaf, obviously. Shachris Mincha Mariv are connected Avos, so is connected Avos. Tiknum. So they don't have the same theme. But if it's Mincha Marav, which are both Keneged Avos, so then it would be perfectly acceptable. So that's why the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. But that's, and the Magen Avraham's Holak Pada is about Musaf and Shachris. But other tefillos, it still would count as tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to, we didn't get to the two dots. We'll have to pick up a few lines for the two dots tomorrow.